This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Coming along to 5:07 on the evening edition with Lynn calling in from home and Hezrel in the studio.
Yeah, and our first story today is an interesting one, I think, partly because of the developments of this week, because we've been seeing more and more desire recently to disrupt the same old status quo of Malaysian politics. And just judging from what we heard in reaction to yesterday's political developments, this might be truer than ever.
That's right. So we've seen the launches of Muda and Pejuang so far, and now the latest announcement comes from a group called Gerak Independent, and they're actually a group of five NGOs, which are Malaysian Action for Justice, Unity Foundation, I Am the Third Force, Kita Bantu Kita, and Malaysia First.
So the idea here, as we know it, although we are going to be speaking to them to get more details, but what we know so far is that they're looking to field 20 independent candidates in the next general election who will remain unaligned with political parties. Siti Kasim, one of the co-founders, says that the idea is to disrupt the traditional power structure in our political system, and that the candidates that they put forth will put voters first without being tied to party politics.
And beyond that, Gerak Independent also wants to increase interactions between voters and candidates. So they're starting a crowdfunding initiative for a mobile app. It's called People Elect. Voters will be able to pose questions to candidates and actually get to know them better.
And I think, like we said up top, right, this is clearly a reaction to what we've seen recently with Malaysian politics, especially as far as it goes with the party hopping, with the anything hopping that we've seen. And there is an increasing desire or an increasing belief that something has to change. You know, there has to be a different way of going about things. It can't just be that we are aligned to the same old parties and systems that, as we can see, at least in this year, haven't served us all that well.
Yeah, so I think I'm just wondering how they'll impact the current political landscape, right? If they decide to field participants in certain constituencies without coordinating with other parties, could that actually perhaps play in favor of certain parties and split up votes? Because for me, especially in perhaps rural and semi-urban areas, my understanding is that political parties are not just a way to connect to certain ideals. I think for many Malaysians, they're actually social. They're a social platform, right? You make friends from the political parties or the people who are members of your local branch. So I just wonder how hard it'll be to dislodge people's mentalities and change that.
So the way I view it, and based on the article that we were reading on this, a lot of it seems to also have to do with just starting conversations for people to understand, you know, when you are voting somebody into parliament, what exactly is that action doing? I think that there was a quote about how, in essence, what you're doing is saying that there are 222 potential prime ministers. That's what your vote actually means. And I'm not sure that a lot of us view it that way. So I agree with you that in terms of the logistics, political as well as social, as you rightly point out, there are some things that need to be ironed out. But as a conversation starter to maybe talk a little bit more about the importance of voting, talk a little bit more about what a member of parliament is supposed to be and supposed to do for you, this might be a good way to go about that.
Yeah, and I'm sort of not sold on the whole, being independent thing, Lynn. I'm a bit of a skeptic, and I wonder if, you know, as a third force, these independents who might win some seats in parliament will inevitably group together, right, and turn themselves into a political entity regardless of their ambitions. I feel like perhaps the system has a way, and we've seen that in the Sabah elections, where there were, I think, 3 to 5 independent candidates, and they ended up joining and supporting the government. So, I'm not sure on that end.
So in that same vein, on Twitter, Mr. F is saying, independents will end up being swayed by monetary and position offers from major political parties. I personally think this is a waste of time. And I understand the skepticism, but I also think that the skepticism is very rooted in the kinds of behaviors that we have seen in politics so far. And so if you don't have any belief whatsoever or any, you know, anything that begins is going to have to come with some form of belief, right? Mm-hmm. And so if we do want to see any sort of prominent third force emerging in the country, then at some point we are going to have to give the cynicism a bit of a rest, I think, and at least think about what this could mean. Otherwise, we are going to just be stuck in the same old.
Yeah, and yeah, I think the same old is certainly something we don't want to see. We've seen old things from the past creep up, and I just wonder. Are Malaysian voters ready for truly ready for change? Right, it's one thing to tweet stuff on social media and I think, you know, support movements. It might be a whole other thing when it comes to reaching out to people who we might not be able to interact with on these platforms.
So after this, we are going to be speaking with two members or two representatives from Gerak Independence. So we're going to be joined by Siti Kasim, who's the founder of Maju Foundation, and Amri Ahmad, who is a council member on the NGO. So we're going to be getting their thoughts on it after this. But like we said, we're talking today about the possibility of a third force in Malaysian politics, or for that matter, this idea of an independent candidate. Is this something you would vote for, in the next general election? Or in general, do you see yourself voting for an independent candidate? What would convince you to get there? You can let us know by calling 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio.
Bringing fresh meaning. BFM 89.9.
It is 5:16 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Hezril. We're talking now about Gerak Independent, which is a group that is looking to field 20 independent candidates in the next general election who will remain unaligned with political parties. We are going to be diving into the thinking behind it, as well as the logistics of what might happen. In the meantime, though, we would love to hear from you, especially if you have any questions on how this is going to work. You can call us at 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio.
And to get some insights, we're now heading to the lines over to Siti Kasim, who's the founder of Maju Foundation, and Amri Ahmad, who's a council member on the NGO. They're also a platform that sets out to advocate for a liberal and progressive Malaysia. Siti, Amri, thanks so much for joining us this evening.
Yes, thank Hello, you hi. Very much. Hi.
So we touched on this briefly earlier, but could you tell us why you started the Gerak Independent Movement and how the different NGOs came together behind this?
Well, okay. Maju, as you know, is a foundation for human rights and civil liberties, which aims for a progressive and equal Malaysia. And we have been thinking about this for a while. So to deliver this real human rights and civil liberties and the promise of an equal Malaysia effectively, we need to have the values we believe to operate in Parliament. Parliament is where the essence of governance lies, what via laws it passes. So we all came together with colleagues in other NGOs and individuals who are equally concerned about the direction of our nation. And through a series of meetups and discussions that we've had, the solution to the failure in politics and our governance can only be solved if we make real difference in Parliament. Firstly, it's because we realize that MPs of political parties, no matter whichever sides they may be from, or even when we feel they are aligned with some of us, are still beholden to their warlords, the little Napoleons, their party ideology and party loyalty first. Most capable people with integrity will not belong to political parties, nor want to be part of whole structure or the process. So we need to bypass this whole political party system. And secondly, a block of independent MPs with the right values and capability and integrity will naturally work towards the same goal. In Europe and America, they call it a caucus. They can create legislation and policy and swing votes for them and even for government. So we know a block of even 10 to 20 MPs will be effective to deliver. Whoever is governing cannot ignore them, especially in the current fractured parliament. So then the question is, how do we achieve this? And that is how Gerak Independen, or GI20, in short, it signifies a minimum 20 independent MPs came to being.
And I think for me, the thing that's come up, and it was mentioned by Hezril earlier, we've also heard it from listeners, the concern is what happens with that independence post the election. So I think the worry here is that if you do get elected into parliament, then will you then end up getting dragooned into existing alignments and parties? How will that be avoided?
Well, you see, this is the difference between the independence before and the independence that we are putting forth. I heard a little bit of the talk just now with regards to the example given in Sabah, the independence, yeah? But we all know some of the independents were planted. They were from ex-political parties. They became independent and then they stand on independent and they then support the government. So that's a different strategy. So you know, with our method, it's a detailed our detailed criteria are very stringent. The candidate must uphold the values of civil liberties, human rights, integrity, and honesty. But you also have to demonstrate your capability to be in parliament. So we will also vet your financial background as well. Then how we will feel is another strategic plan and process in which we are not going to discuss at this stage. So we have a people-elect mobile digital application which will play an important and groundbreaking role once the candidate has passed through the vetting process and officially presented to the public. So if you say that, how can we promise this independence will not turn or go outside what they stand for? Nobody can promise that. Even political parties, people themselves, you know, jump over. They change. So who can make any promises? But what we can promise is that we are going to put in candidates with integrity, with capability, and we will be vetting, you know, stringently towards this candidate. And that's all we can promise. And we hope these people will actually stand by the principles that they were elected for.
Right. And Amri, you're also developing an app called People Elect, I guess, to achieve some of the objectives Siti Kasim touched on. Could you tell us more about how it works?
Okay. Basically, what the app is a one-stop station where people can, the rakyat people, we can take ownership of the whole democratic process. So what I mean by that is, for example, number one, we have two-way direct communication with the candidates, as what Siti mentioned just now. Candidates that have passed the strict and stringent vetting, they'll be up on the app, and then we can directly engage with them on there. So it's and they can also post their stuff there, that we can know their policy reforms and what they think about this issue, what do we think about that issue. That's the thing. So the other thing is, like, once we've gotten to know these candidates, then we say, okay, I like this guy. So what we can do is we can advocate for them on the app. I mean, by we, I mean the people, the rakyat. We can also actually crowdfund them. We can say, okay, we're sending money for their campaign. So crowdfunding isn't a new thing, but we've been, when we discussed this whole thing, we were thinking, like, technology has basically revolutionized every other sector in the public sphere except for politics. You know, that look at what Grab did to the taxi industry, what YouTube did to the production industry in general, what Spotify did to the music labels. But in terms of the political process, we're still dependent very much on the political parties to, they decide what candidates we get, they decide where these candidates get fielded, they decide everything. So this is something that we hope to achieve using technology, which I think is overdue.
And when is the app expected to roll out?
In 12 months from now, we are already actually in development, in production. We're at the design phase right now. I'm waiting for some mock-ups to be presented to me end of this week. So yeah, it's coming along quite swimmingly, actually.
Yeah, and Siti, on your end, what kinds of feedback or a response have you heard from the public about Garage Independent?
Actually, it's been quite encouraging. People are actually fed up with what they are seeing happening with our politicians right now. I just hope that the public will re-educate themselves with regards to independence. If we keep doing the same thing over and over again, it's a definition of insanity. We know that we have tried political parties for 60 years, and it doesn't work. Political party system has brought the country to a worse situation politically. Governance and education, just to name some principal matters. Corruption is endemic. So, we need to try and change our mindset. I understand people say, independence, they are nothing. We need to give this, a look again. This is a different way of putting up independence. These independents under Gera Independent will have values in which I think majority of right-minded people will agree. If you want an equal justice country, a nation, then, look at us. Look at us. We're trying to put in people with those kind of values, people who respect the rakyat rights in which they are voted for this independence. So we need to change our mindset. I hope that the public will actually try, and change and look at the Gerak Independent movement closely and study what we are doing. We have done so much work to produce independence that will be looking at, serving the rakyat, not serving their political parties.
And what kind of conversations do you think it's going to take for people to perhaps change their minds?
Okay, yeah. Basically, what's happening right now is we're at this point where, and I think the pandemic itself has actually propelled this further, because everyone's on their phones now, and we are actually using phones to check in everywhere, And then this is why my question is, why isn't the political process like actually happening on the phone yet? I think it's long overdue. Again.
Okay, I guess people concerns right now would be, what will the guarantee of this independence will not become fraud? Number one. Number two, what change can they make, in parliament if there are only very few of them? Number three, I think people are concerned about the race and religion being used by political parties for their benefit. So these are the things that people are concerned about. Now, if we can put in Gerak Independent candidates in parliament, even 20... okay, that will make a lot of difference. If these 20 vote for anti-hopping law in the parliament, and if the other side, both sides, the opposition or the government, refuse to implement this law, it will be bad. Their reputation will not go down well with the rakyat, because these independents will come out with all the things that the rakyat wants. Yeah. And we in the Gerak Independent, one of the value is to reject our race and religion being used. No more divisive politics. Everything will be on needs based. So these are the things that I think resonate a lot with the rakyat on the ground. And these are the people that will actually deliver what you want, the independence. And these people are going to be holding, they will be the kingmaker in parliament. If the other side, the opposition or the government, refuse to do what is right, it will not go down well with the rakyat, because right. The rakyat will see what the independents are trying to propose are actually good for the rakyat.
And on that note, unfortunately, we do have to hustle along to the 5:30 news. But Siti, Amri, thank you both so much for speaking with us.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks for having us.
That was Siti Kasim and Amri Ahmad from Maju Foundation talking about the Gerak Independent Initiative to field independent candidates. Now, if you would like to support the initiative and you want to contribute, you can look up Gerak Independent on sedunia.me. You're listening to the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.